KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, there have been some adjustments to the 2019 high school football schedule for some area teams. The changes are due to the Stanton and Essex programs sharing a team now for the 2019 season, and Clarinda Academy not fielding a team this year. Those changes left some holes in the schedule for eight-man District 7 teams, and they were allowed to seek game additions to fill out their schedules. The Griswold Tigers recently released their revised schedule, which will add a Week 0 contest on August 23rd against Arweva. The Tigers will also now play a home-and-home within the season against Stanton-Essex. Stanton-Essex will have a Week 0 game as well against Murray. Some other Week 0 games that have been added for eight-man District 7 teams include East Mills playing at Audubon. Sydney will play at Seymour, while Lennox will be at Bedford in another Week 0 contest. Well, speaking of football and NFL news, Buffalo Bills cornerback E.J. Gaines is out indefinitely with a groin injury. Coach Sean McDermott didn't reveal the severity of the injury, but he says Gaines is expected to miss a number of weeks. Gaines returned to Buffalo in free agency in March after spending last season with Cleveland. He was limited to playing just six games with the Browns before sustaining a season-ending concussion. Buffalo also shuffled its offensive line by placing LaAdrian Waddle on injured reserve and signing Jerron Jones. Waddle is out after tearing his right quadriceps in practice on Sunday. Jones has yet to appear in an NFL game and is now in his seventh team since completing his college career at Notre Dame in 2016. Jordy Nelson's NFL career ended in the same place where it began, Lambeau Field. Nelson signed a one-day contract with the Packers and announced his retirement after 11 seasons, 10 of which he spent in Green Bay. Nelson will be remembered for his speed, size, and chemistry with quarterback Aaron Rodgers. The pair won a Super Bowl after the 2010 season, with Nelson catching a touchdown in the victory over the Steelers. Nelson is third in Packers history in receptions. New York Jets wide receiver Quincy Anunua injured his groin during practice and was set to have tests to determine the nature and severity. Anunua wanted to practice again, but the team was being cautious. Defensive lineman Leonard Williams has missed two straight practices with a hip injury and seems unlikely to play. Safety Marcus May has sat out all of camp, reportedly with a nerve injury in one of his shoulders. Panthers coach Ron Rivera says quarterback Cam Newton and linebacker Luke Kuechly will not play in Carolina's preseason opener against the Bears in Chicago. Rivera said Tuesday he's being cautious with both players. Newton is coming off of off-season shoulder surgery, while Kuechly missed time last week after he got rolled up on in practice. The Washington Redskins will become the first NFL team to have a gambling-focused telecast of their games. They will offer cash prizes to viewers who correctly predict in-game outcomes during the preseason. The telecasts on the regional cable network NBC Sports Washington will follow a formula established by the Redskins' NBA neighbors, the Washington Wizards. Those contests are free to play, but the channel could eventually use the same format to offer real-time wagering, if laws allow it. In Major League Baseball action last night, Clayton Kershaw struck out 9 in 7 strong innings. Justin Turner had 2 hits and drove in the game-winning run. And the Los Angeles Dodgers defeated the St. Louis Cardinals 3-1 for their 7th win in 8 games. That was a game heard here on KJAN last night. Kershaw allowed only 1 run on 4 hits. We'll have Game 3, the final game of that series, this afternoon here on the radio. It's a 1:15 pregame start time. 2:10 is the first pitch. Also in the National League, Milwaukee beat Pittsburgh 4-3, the Mets over Miami 5-0, Arizona beat Philadelphia 8-4, Washington over San Francisco by a final of 5-3. In the American League, Jorge Soler hit a pair of long two-run homers. Jacob Junis pitched 6 effective innings, and the Kansas City Royals snapped their 7-game losing streak by beating the Boston Red Sox 6-2. Also, the White Sox and Detroit split a doubleheader with the Sox winning 5-3 in the opener. The Tigers, 10-6 winners in the nightcap. Yankees beat Baltimore 9-4. Tampa Bay over Toronto in 10 innings, 7-6. Texas at Cleveland was postponed. In interleague play, Cincinnati beat the LA Angels 8-4. Oakland over Chicago 11-4. It was Atlanta over Minnesota 12-7. Houston beat Colorado 11-6. San Diego 9-4 over Seattle. Seattle Mariners infielder Tim Beckham has been suspended 80 games as part of baseball's joint drug agreement after testing positive for a banned substance. Beckham's suspension is effective immediately and ends his season. Beckham was hitting .237 with 15 homers and 47 RBIs in 88 games this season, his first in Seattle. In a statement released through the Players Association, Beckham says he took a product from a trusted source who had advised that it was safe to take. In basketball news, Iowa basketball has landed a Chicago area point guard as Aaron Ulis announced a verbal commitment to the Hawkeyes 2020 recruiting class this week. Ulis, who's the brother of former Kentucky standout Tyler Ulis, is ranked as a three-star recruit by both Rivals and 24/7 Sports. He chose Iowa over several other reported offers. The 6'2" prospect will be a senior at Marion Catholic High School in Chicago Heights, Illinois. He averaged over 18 points and 4 assists as a junior. Oskaloosa's Xavier Foster released his top 5 schools this week as his recruiting continues. The 4-star senior revealed that his choices are now between Iowa, Iowa State, Virginia Tech, Providence, and Baylor. Foster, who's a 7-foot power forward, averaged over 14 points a game as a junior and helped lead the Indians to the 3A state championship. He was second in all of Class 3A with 284 rebounds last season. Foster also has the ability to knock down shots from the outside. Foster is ranked as the 44th best prospect on ESPN.com, 41st on 24/7 Sports, and the 40th best prospect on Rivals.com. A busy summer continues for Iowa State sophomore Tyrese Halliburton, who is headed to California for the Nike Skills Academy. He returns Friday, and the Cyclones leave Saturday for a summer trip to Italy. Halliburton was part of the United States gold medal winning team at the Under-19 World Cup in Greece.
You know, he came back from Greece. You know, unbelievable, wins gold medal and did a terrific job over there. But, you know, Nike, he'll be out there for 3 days. But he needs to go to that. That long term, that's great for him.
That's ISU coach Steve Prohm, who says the Nike Skills Academy will be a good experience for Halliburton, and he's not concerned with him wearing down.
He needs to be a part of that and meet people and see people. I'm a big advocate of that. And so glad he's going there. And then Italy, I mean, the travel, but I mean, we're only playing 3 games, and so everything else is more, you know, just enjoying Italy.
Well, the Iowa State men's basketball team will embark Saturday on their 10-day tour of Italy that will feature 3 games as the trip takes the Cyclones through Rome, Florence, Siena, and Venice. Iowa State's first game will be against the Netherlands National B team on Tuesday, August 13th in Rome. On Thursday, August 15th, Iowa State returns to action to face the Siena All-Stars in Siena. And the final game of that trip will be Saturday, August 17th, against the Ivory Coast national team. And that will be play in Vicenza as the Cyclones make their way toward Venice. Well, Sprint Car Racing's biggest event begins tonight with the first of 2 nights of qualifying at the 59th Knoxville Nationals. Saturday night's championship lineup will be determined by a point system, which includes qualifying, heat races, and qualifying feature races. Race director John McCoy says it's a system that's been in place since the 1970s.
It's a stand-on-the-gas format, and it's a points thing, and you have to make points every time you hit the track. And everybody's complained about it and said there's a better way of doing it, and they've raised Cain and everything, but you know what? Day in and day out, year in and year out, it just seems to be the fairest of all.
10-time winner Donnie Schatz makes a qualifying run tonight, while defending champion Brad Sweet will be a part of Thursday night's qualifying program.
We try to split the nights up, more importantly, by a little bit of seeding. So we try to get some of the guys, the nationwide guys, the Outlaws. We kind of try to go every other car in their points, and then some of the other tracks around the country, we look at their points, and if some of those guys came, we try to swap them up a little bit. Do everything we can. Of course, some years it's just impossible.
McCoy says there are activities around the track for fans of all ages, and sprint car drivers remain accessible to the fans.
All the drivers. I don't know one that doesn't do a great job. You know, they're busy. They got all kinds of stuff on Saturdays. They do their best. They know what it takes to try to keep the fans and the young fans interested.
The more than $1 million purse will pay $150,000 to the winner. Saturday night's championship race will be a 50-lap event. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.